Neil Atkinson, joined by Michael Cox from The Athletic, to talk about the tactics of the 24-25 season. Obviously, Liverpool at the forefront of our minds, but also our rivals. But things that caught the eye all the way down the division, of which I think there were more than one or two as it wears on. The first thing you've got to say about the division, Michael, I think is, when we talk about the division, we're almost now, for this season at least, but I would say for last season as well, and possibly for next, we're talking about 17 teams. Because we can talk a lot about tactics, and you do, and you write really well about it. But quality of footballer is obviously really, really important. And I think what this season has shown is it's very difficult for the promoted sides to have the quality of footballer to employ almost any tactical approach they want. The 17 have just got much better players.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, that was a bit of a disappointment. And I think the point you have to make as well is that the 17 are strong. You know, it's not just the three coming up being really weak. We saw with the Europa League final being actually the two weakest of those 17. They can still beat the fifth and sixth best sides from Italy and Spain. So I think it's really hard for them to keep up, the promoted teams. The other side of that is, I think actually for the title challenges, it's very tough now. I think week in, week out, they get really challenged. I know it's a bit of an old cliche to say there's no easy games, but aside from the six games against the promoted teams, it probably is truer than ever. And you've got mid-table teams who I think have really... I mean, someone like Bournemouth or Fulham, who finished 10th, 11th. Sometimes I looked at them and I thought, these are really good teams. They've got fantastic players, good game plan, managers who can probably, you know, step up to a Champions League team. So I think it's interesting. I think the challenge now of competing week in, week out, especially with expanded European competition, is quite tough. And especially for a side like Liverpool, who didn't rotate that much, probably didn't have that much depth, and obviously won the league. But I think quite clear they peaked quite early. And by March, April, May, all right, they'd won the league. But actually, they're probably just quite exhausted as well.